Check out our website at activevoiceradio.com. Find out about all the authors who appear here on the program. You can check out all their books up there as well. And thanks again, everybody who called in last week. We gave away two copies of Inequality Matters, and those winners should have their books and bumper stickers and all kinds of good stuff. So, we're going to get right into this, folks. U.S. immigration has been a massive topic out there, but are we really doing anything on it? Just today, what was yesterday, what was seen as a big, huge bipartisan proposal is now essentially shut down completely. So what was this all about? It started with Congressman Kyle. That's right. Congressman Kyle put the most extreme U.S. immigration proposal before the Judiciary Committee. And because our legislative process is somewhat misunderstood, folks, a lot of things that look and work perfectly sane, a lot of laws that we love and use every day, when they were first proposed, looked completely nuts. That's America. That's our job. A lot of legislation starts as a very extreme proposal, and the whole legislative process is changing it, is coming to some compromise. So all the politicians let Kyle pitch his completely nutball proposal, knowing that everybody was going to jump up and down and start waving flags, knowing also that they could all make themselves look good, saving the people from the big bad government. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke, and look where it's at right now. Completely doing nothing. We're doing nothing on this issue. John McCain earlier this week was pinned down by a bunch of AFL-CIO folks in Arizona. Boy, he made some mistakes. He said to the audience out there, quote, "Who here will pick lettuce for $50 a day?" Close quote. That's John McCain. Expecting the AFL-CIO audience to shudder at the thought of taking that wage for that type of labor. But he was wrong. You know, the truth is, especially to the AFL-CIO audience, the $50 that a worker will make, tax-free, under-the-table, cash day wages, is more than you will make for 8 hours of labor at $7.50 an hour, considered a generous living wage. As could be expected, folks, more than a few in the AFL-CIO audience offered to pick lettuce. Looks like some Americans will take these jobs after all, but here's the issue. Here's the thing, folks. Americans can't take these jobs. Don't let the politicians fool you. Migrant workers are not taking jobs that Americans won't take. The people that hire migrant workers will not hire Americans. Why? Why won't they hire Americans under the table? Because businesses looking to pay a cash wage for a day laborer will get in less legal trouble if they hire a non-U.S. citizen. If you get caught paying your workers under the table and they're all U.S. citizens, you get in more trouble. You really do. So the real problem here for everybody, for those who seek entry to this country, for those who want to work here, for U.S. citizens, ourselves, the biggest problem are those kinds of employers and individuals who are paying migrants under the table tax-free. Americans can't take these jobs because Americans are supposed to work above the table and pay taxes on our wages daily or otherwise. These businesses who are paying these migrant workers, they're cutting corners, evading taxes, maximizing profit, and they're grinding our economy down and taking the dignity away from many, many would-be Americans every day in the process. And it's not, you know, we can't go out there and say, well, it's one or two big companies that are hiring all the illegal workers out there in America, because it's hundreds of thousands of individuals and businesses, maybe millions, that perpetuate this problem. Every person, and this is going to really make me popular here in Santa Fe, but every person who pays cash for their maid or gardener, every farm that pays cash day wages during picking season, every contractor that picks up their crew on a street corner and only speaks Spanish when the clients aren't around, every one of them. That's what's taking the dignity away from Mexican nationals, would-be U.S. citizens. And that's what's grinding it down for U.S. citizens as well. So why is everybody looking to do nothing? Why are we seeking to maintain a status quo that makes would-be U.S. citizens, makes them break the law to work here, and also defends businesses that do not wish to pay taxes and wish to hire their workers on day cash wages? Why are we defending this status quo, folks? It's not good for anyone. It's not good for the dignity of would-be migrants from Mexico or otherwise. And it's not good for U.S. citizens. Everyone who applies for U.S. citizenship should be able to work any job while their application is through. That should be it. We should enforce existing labor laws. Instead, here in New Mexico, here we get the Minutemen camped out on the border, playing army camp. Maybe they're playing Brokeback Border out there with their night vision goggles and their big pistols. Who knows? But the reality is it's going to take people standing up on both sides, U.S. citizens and Mexican nationals. Mexico needs to realize that the U.S. will happily exploit the Mexican people and your natural resources. Just keep letting us. That's what we're doing right now. And U.S. citizens need to stand up and say, for the greater dignity of everyone who wants to be American and for America itself, we need to cut out the black market labor economy in this country. I'm Chris Goldstein. This is Active Voice Radio. You're listening on KSFR. Maybe you're listening on KSFR.org. Check out our website at ActiveVoiceRadio.com. More stunning social commentary from me, your host and humble narrator, coming up right after this. After all that, maybe perhaps a little Mazzy Star on this Twilight Drive will help us out this evening.